I'm in Shoreditch in a cocktail bar that was recommended to me by Illico on Twitter. That's one L and two C's. It's called Kalukalate, and I'm here with the drink smith, let's say. What's your name?
Jack Hubbard.
Jack Hubbard?
It is indeed.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, you have just assisted me in the invention of a brand new drink to hit the world. A drink which is a part of my 40 list, a list of 40 things I have to do in the year of being 40, invent a cocktail. And I came here to do it, and you did it effectively first take. Was it because of the list of ingredients I said, I'd like it to be something like this?
This was pretty easy. So we had a whiskey, so we used Glenmorangie. You said we should use a better one, but it's pretty good. We took Benedictine because you told me how to use it, so we used 45 mils of Glenmorangie, 5 mils of Benedictine. Then we used green chartreuse because you wanted something from, again, from monks, something for insanity, shall we say. And then we used mezcal, La Penca mezcal. Mm. We used 10 mils to give it kind of a little bit of smoke. And then you wanted whiskey barrel bitters, so what you want, you got.
I did, and you mixed it in a really interesting proportion, which probably would have taken me weeks to come up with that at home. And not only that, probably would have cost me over 100 quid just for the booze. Although I do have a large supply of whiskey, which I could have experimented with. Now, what surprised me was you added a grapefruit rind to it. Now, was that the only citrus hint I'm getting in there?
Yeah. Well, there'll be slight hints of citrus from the Benedictine and the chartreuse, but the only citrus in the drink is from the oils of the peel.
So that's quite amazing. I will say that my first sip, you'd sold it to me. The name that I came up for this cocktail is Preach Insanity, which is an anagram of my name, Christian Payne. How would it taste should there be peach? And how would you add peach to it to make it a peach insanity?
To make it the peach insanity, just add a bit of peach liqueur, creme de pêche, just a tiny bit, 5 mils, and you've got the peach insanity.
Oh, do I like it. Because this is... I jokingly said on the video, this is a man's drink, because it is quite hardcore in a way.
It's got no mixer, no modifier in it, so it is just booze.
Yeah. Apart from the glass, which makes me feel like I'm drinking a light champagne, but the actual kick you get is a shot.
It's after a breast. What more could you want? The first ones are moulded on a breast. What gets more manly than that?
you adding the peach would, I imagine, add a whole new element. I'm looking forward to experimenting with this. How many years of experience do you have in mixing?
Around about 10. Yeah, pretty much 10 now.
Favourite cocktail?
Probably Negroni.
How is that?
So it's very bitter. It's gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth, all in equal proportions.
Well, thank you so much for making it really, really easy to come up with a cocktail that I really enjoy, because I'm quite fussy. You know, there's either something gritty around the rim. That's wrong.
Yeah, you better not say that. We've all had that before.
Yeah, or there's too much crap in the glass. Subtle.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Subtle, tasty. And I don't know how many I'll be able to manage, but I will be doing some experimenting. Thank you for your time.
A pleasure.